This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converts him, you shall save him from death. Now, this man that I was just telling you about that had the wife that got sick, and he divorced her, and he married a much younger woman. Just almost immediately, he ran into a much younger woman, as healthy as a bull ox. Her husband had died, and she was a healthy woman. And he made the statement to several people, said, I will never be married to a woman that can't be a woman. So he said, I'm divorcing my wife, and I'm marrying this young, healthy one. He married that woman, and in 30 days, that woman became an invalid. Isn't that amazing how things just happen? And last time I checked, he was still married to her, and he was taking care of her, but she certainly couldn't be a wife and a woman to him. God shall not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. So don't get rid of a woman that you married and you made a commitment to because she can't do what you think she ought to do. Because you know what? The other woman got well. I heard some woman back there say yes. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You know, if we only knew what prayer could do, right? If we only knew what prayer could do, when the devil comes upon one of us, instead of yielding to our lust and being drawn off by our own lust and tempted by the things of the world, if we would take the Word of God and come against the forces of darkness and come against that devil, we could be awesome in the church. We could see everybody change. We could see our mates change, our husbands, our wives, our children. We could have divine health in the church, and all of us could be an awesome entity. Because if we see anyone that's in the church, we see one of us err from the truth, just a little bit, we should go and sit down and talk with them. Of course, that's what I do every day, all day long. That's what I do. Now, almost every day, is meet with people and from this book show them where they've missed it. And when they turn from their ways, what does it say? Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. You know how much fun it is when we meet with people and talk with them and get them totally transformed in the Word and see somebody that's sick and afflicted or technically terminal. And like the young man, I can't even remember his name. He came, well, actually, he didn't come here for a while. He got to feeling bad. And best I remember, he was about 40. And he got to feeling bad. Well, even if you're a Christian, when you get to feeling bad, what is the first thing the average Christian does when you get feeling bad? Go to the doctor, absolutely. That's exactly what he did. He goes to the doctor. The doctor runs some tests on him. And they say, you have a very, very rapid going disease, which is terminal, and you only have 3 or 4 weeks left to live. So he was from Tennessee. So he believes the doctor's report. He gets in his car and drives to Tennessee and buys him a burial spot. You know, 40 years old or about that, and makes arrangements with an undertaker to do his funeral. And somebody ran into up there, handed him a DVD. And it said on it, the Living Savior Ministries. He said, you need to go listen to this. The guy came and listened to the DVD. He came back to Dallas, come to a healing school, repented of his sins. I kicked the devil out of him. And 3 months later, he was back at another healing school, praising God, back at work, totally, completely healed. And he said, I'm going to live to be an old man. Ain't that awesome? See, now that's why we do what we do. That's why we do what we do here. When Benjamin says our prayers are direct to the throne of God from here, that's what we try to keep them tuned in, direct to the throne. Right, Benjamin? So when we pray and we hear all these praise reports, that's what we want. So we got to realize we got to not err from the truth. We got to not be drawn off. Because look after it says in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. It says in verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So if it's good, where's it coming from? From the Lord. If it's stealing, killing, and destroying, where's it coming from? That cotton-picking enemy that we all hate so much. Now then, remember, when you go out of here today, when you go out into your home, your life, your business, your workplace, or just driving down the street, remember when that next guy almost cut you off? Give him a sign. Praise God, brother. I consider it all joy.
Wow.
See, that's what we got to do, right? And if we do that, then the Lord will bless us and then say, Father, I pray a blessing over that man that just almost hit my front bumper. Ask you to bless him. Ask you to bring him into the kingdom of God and save him. And if you speak a blessing over him, what can God do then? He can move on that guy's heart because you spoke a blessing. Consider your trials and tests pure joy. Pure joy. It's real easy, folks. Just believe me. I lie a lot, too. Is it real easy to do all that, Roadman? No, no, you just like me. It ain't easy, is it, girl? Puts you and me to the test every day, doesn't it? Out here amongst the world and amongst all that's out there and amongst everybody when you're amongst people. Now, let me tell you. Sometimes when you're by yourself, how many of you ever got upset at yourself? My son got upset at me the other day because I'd done something so stupid and I got upset at myself. He got upset at me because I got upset at me.
Wow.
He said, Dad, you're a preacher. You should never get upset at nobody, much less yourself. I said, son, I'm still a man. And I'd done something stupid. I got upset because I shouldn't have done that. Now then, if you're a man or a woman and you do something stupid once in a while, you don't get upset yourself. You've reached a point I haven't reached yet. You know where I'm coming from? When you do something stupid, when you know you should have known better, and you do something like that, once in a while you can just, I can't believe I've done such a stupid thing. Anybody ever done that besides me? Sure, we have. Yes, we have. Why do we do that? Because we're human. Well, I guess we need to stop being human. And how are we going to do that? Now, wait a minute. Is it possible to get there? What do we have to do to the human? You got to hold him under the water and drown him. You got to kill him. When you kill him, Keith, then you kill the dead man. He can't sin no more, can he? Now that's hard to do, isn't it, brother? I guarantee you, it's very hard to go there. But when you and me let Jesus kill us, oh Lord, kill me today. Cheryl said, praise God. Yes, Lord, kill him. Kill him. How many of you women would like for your husband to be dead? That's all right. Hold your hand up. That's okay. They won't get mad at you. Because if we don't die to the flesh, you can never walk in the gifts of the Spirit. But when you let God kill you totally, then he can use you in a mighty way. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold up both hands. I want to be used mightily of God. All of you love to see God do miracles and signs and things, don't you? Well, let me tell you, you're going to have to walk in love and you're going to have to die to that stinking piece of flesh that you live in. Because it don't smell good. You know, well, if you don't believe mine smell good, you ought to follow me after me and Dave been out there working, hoeing or chopping, you know, hauling dirt or something. I come in the back door, Rosemary, she said, what's that smell? Just come in the back door. No, I'm sorry, I'm kidding, Rosemary. I mean, after I've been sweating for 2 hours or 4 hours and I'm dripping wet, soaking wet, wet sweat running off my clothes and everything else, you don't want nobody to get too close to you because you know what you smell like. Well, you got to kill this piece of flesh. And you got to walk in love if you want to see God do awesome miracles. And if you think the trials and tests are severe, you wait till you kill the flesh and start trying to walk in love 100% of the time. I'm telling you, the devil will do everything he can to resurrect that beast and get you. And it's not easy to overcome it. But if you want to see God do miracles, you're going to have to kill the flesh. You got to kill it. And then you got to walk in love. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you, Lord, for the promises that are in this book. You tell us exactly what to do in every situation. Lord, help us to read it and heed it and do what you say so we can be vessels of honor fit for the Master's use. You said to be fit for the Master's use, we got to purge ourselves of all iniquity. Father, help us this week to purge ourselves of all wickedness and sin. So that when we pray, we can be walking in a 100% love relationship and you can continue to do great and mighty things through us. But Lord, the cost is severe. And Lord, I don't like paying the price. I don't like paying that price. But I've learned there's no bypassing it. The price is there and I have to pay it. And Lord, after I pay it, I sure do enjoy seeing the benefits. It makes it worthwhile. It's kind of like a woman having a baby when she's screaming in agony. And then 1 minute later, when she's holding that beautiful little thing in her arms, just like Jesus said, she forgets all the pain that took to break that little thing in the world. And first thing you know, she's wanting another one. They are so precious. Thank you, Father, for our children. Thank you that we're your children. And Lord, I think about the pain you had to suffer to birth us. But you said it was worth it. And you did it for us all. And Lord, we want to praise you and worship you and thank you for paying that price for us. We're grateful that you thought we were worth it. And you paid the price. Now, Lord, help us this week to be children that will purge ourselves or purify ourselves from all evil. And we'll walk in complete obedience to the Word. And when the trials and tests do come, we will say, Lord, thank you for another trial and another test. Because we know it's going to build my faith. And it's going to build my confidence in the Word. So we can do greater and mightier things for you. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.